When Jesus speaks, you and I can afford to hang on every word, because each word is packed with meaning and with power. And the very few words of his that I'd like to share with you today are just like that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know where you're at with Jesus today. Perhaps you believe he's the Son of God who died to pay for your sin. Perhaps you don't. Or you believed once, but now you're getting on with life. Or maybe you count yourselves as one of his disciples with your heart set on serving him. I don't know, but you do, and you can be certain that Jesus does. Oh, and there's someone else who knows where you're at. Satan himself, whose mission it is to lead you further and further away from Jesus by deceiving you, not with blatant out-and-out lies, which you'd pick in an instant, but more subtly, with half-truths. After all, you're not a bad person. You're living a pretty good life. No need to get all fanatical about this whole Jesus thing now, is there? Just carry on, business as usual, and you'll be fine. In his final prayer before he was crucified, Jesus said about praying for the likes of thee and me like this, John chapter 17, verse 17. Make them ready for your service through your truth. Your teaching is truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. God's teaching, God's word. And the truth is that his word is meant to change us. His word is meant to set our lives on a different course. His word is meant to ready us, not for business as usual, but for service in his name. That's the truth. And that's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, Jesus didn't just die for you. He rose again to give you a radically new life, a life of power, of love, of compassion, of grace. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.